Cavaliers attack the bucket down to our left. Hill going to wheel one right side to Love. He finds LeBron backdoor and he hammers up a reverse dunk as he left Morris standing behind. Cavaliers 54, Celtics 34.
La tiene Hill, 1-1 contra Horford. Busca por la izquierda, fuera de la línea de tres. Pantalla de Tristan Thompson y ahora cambia. Tristan Thompson le trajo la defensa. El pase bonito de Kevin Love para LeBron que de reversa la pone dos. Sí, señor. El Knight con 19.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on the LKNL Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
You know what's so boring about the NBA?
Uh-huh.
So predictable. So predictable. I mean, after
you knew it was going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, after the Cavs swept the Raptors, you knew the Celtics were going to win the first two games big in Boston. Then after that, you knew the Cavs were going to bomb the Celtics last
night,
right?
Shoot 50% from three.
On a night when LeBron took, 12 shots and the Cavs win by 30. You knew that was coming, right?
12 shots.
12 shots. That's all he had to take. 8 of 12 from the field, 3 of 3 from distance, 27 points as the Cavaliers roll the Celtics last night to scratch their way back into the series. You knew that Houston, after they got blown out at home in game one, they'd roar right back and tie that series at one, right?
Yeah. I knew it.
You had that one all the way. Game three in that series tonight, which is also a wildly interesting series.
With Curry and what's his name not shooting well. And shooting has really been the constant for...
Gee, that's shocking, right? Yeah. You got to shoot well to win. Like, I mean, I don't know.
I sound like I know basketball. Yeah.
No, but I mean, it's great. I mean, when you look at the Cavs, this season in particular, I think Mike Snyder says this all the time. The biggest indicator is three-point percentage in terms of wins and losses. I mean, the Cavaliers shot threes at 41% in the sweep of Toronto in that second round, and the Cavs in the first two games of the Celtics series were under 25%. And then, hey, last night, 17 of 34, 17 being a playoff high this year, and a little bit of order is restored. I think if you're a Cavalier fan, and hopefully they can roll some of this momentum into game four and we head back to Boston and make it a three-game series.
Playoff high in percentage, high in threes hit. And then I think that the most telling one is 14 triples for the Cavs in the first two games in Boston. 17 last night here at the Q. And you said Mike mentioned it, and we know it. When we are making those open shots, which usually go in for the Cavs, we are a completely different team. We become a better defensive team because we don't give the opponent to come back on transition, and our defense feeds our offense because we're running the other way. I know you talked to Coach Drew yesterday, and he mentioned about how you want to bring the pace up, mm-hmm. but in order to do that, you can run the ball when you're taking it out of the basket. And last night was the perfect example. I think it was clear how the Cavs pick their spots on when they want. Because there were moments when you saw LeBron or whoever had the ball just like calm down because they were like up and down for a couple of possessions, and then they just picked this. I always say it on my broadcast, the Cavs are not better when they run or better when they do half court. The Cavs are better when they dictate the pace of the game, and I think last night was proof of it.
And it was for the first time in the series. I don't think there was any question about that. We always hear that it's a make and miss league, and you talk about open threes. Open threes by NBA definition are shots taken with a defender either 4 feet or further away.
Uncontested, yeah.
Right, and in the first game, the Cavs on open threes, 1 for 12 in the ballgame. Now, so, you know, some of the struggles from three in the first two games had to do with the Celtic defense, yeah. But a lot of that was self-inflicted with those open threes that they were missing. And last night, what a beautiful performance by the Cavaliers. Korver was on fire. 5 of 5 from the field, a perfect night from the floor, 14 points, 4 of 4 from distance. J.R. Smith is one of my favorite topics ever. I mean, he's such an interesting character off the floor, and you get the questions over the last two games, what is wrong with J.R. Smith? You know what the answer is? Nothing's wrong with J.R. Smith. That's J.R. I mean, the Toronto series guy went 10 of 13 from behind the line. Yeah, he had two cold games in Boston.
When he hit his first shot last night, he looked at the guy, at the fans on the first row, and he was like,
I saw
his arm, yeah. Like, well, come on.
I saw a funny tweet that, and I forget, I wish I could attribute it to whoever tweeted it out, but it had a video of JR hitting the first shot, and the tweet said, I love that JR, after he makes a shot, looks around like, I can't believe the ball had the audacity not to go in every single time I shoot. And that's how he looked. Like, of course it's gonna go in each and every time. So the Cavaliers back in the series with a 116-86 victory. John Michael alongside Rafa Hernandez Brito, great to have you with us for this Sunday morning edition of Cavs HQ. And for those of you who enjoyed the Cleveland Marathon today and who participated, congratulations. We saw the silver wraps on the way in on a number of people. So if you're on your way home, well done. Great job. You should be proud of yourselves.
Refuel.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Refuel.
Fuel up.
I went to Rice Nation with Derek Milander
this morning,
yeah, nice. Before coming here, and I saw everybody coming back. It's good weather for people running 26
yeah,
miles.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool.
You know, it's perfect. Yeah. It wasn't pouring rain. It was just like drizzling, so it's good.
Yeah.
So
right about, you know. Yeah, at this stage of the season, I could make it about 26 blocks.
Yeah.
And I think 26.2 blocks.
And hopefully they weren't too tired from waking up early to watch the royal wedding and then, you know, have to go wake up early 2 days in a row to go to the marathon.
You know what's crazy? You know how, like, single-minded I am? The night before, I was talking to my wife, and she said, yeah, we're going to get up early, make breakfast, you know, get ready for the wedding. And I was like, honey, it's a game day. What? We can't go to a wedding today. I was like, what wedding is this? Nobody told me there was a wedding.
To me, the funny thing is that everybody acts like they were invited to the wedding. Even the people that were covering the wedding.
My wife, my 4-year-old daughter certainly did.
Yeah, it's like National Enquirer on TV.
Everybody, now I know what it is. And everybody felt like they were a part of it. So the Cavaliers last night take out the Celtics 116-86. Game 4 is tomorrow night. We're going to have more Cavs talk right after this, right here on Cavs HQ.
The Cavs are back in the Eastern Conference Finals, and Cleveland will do whatever it takes to win.
LeBron into the forecourt, gets shoved toward the side, banks it up! Oh, he did it again! LeBron James kissed it high off the window and drops it through!
Eastern Conference Finals tickets are on sale now at Cavs.com/tickets. Game 4 is Monday, May 21st.
Hill beats Love wide open for a three.
Get your tickets now at Cavs.com/tickets. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
When you tear into a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky, you're sinking your teeth in real meat, not some sugary artificial snack food. Jack Link's is made with 100% beef, seasoned and smoked with natural goodness and flavor. You expect an authentic beef jerky. Real satisfying, real tender, real meat. Grab a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky. Be your wild side. Get Jack Link's beef jerky at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Elton John. Your last chance to see him live on tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. Spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena box office, online at theqarena.com, or charged by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
Zero-turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $100 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering $100 off select RZT residential zero-turn mowers. From the steering wheel control RZT SX zero-turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the lap bar control RZTL, you'll be able to tackle any task. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Very important for our guards to be aggressive. No matter if they're making shots or not, we want them to be aggressive. It just keeps the defense at bay. It allows me and Kevin to have more open lanes as well. You know, when those guys are being aggressive looking for their shots, and you saw it in G. Hill's mindset to start the game, he just had an aggressive mindset that they're going to slide under his pick and roll, so he's going to shoot it. He gets a swing, he's going to shoot, he's going to attack, and the same for JR. So, you know, we always, you know, sit up here and talk about how much
pressure we try to take off, you know, me and Kev take off our teammates. Those guys took pressure off of us tonight. So, you know, their aggression just settled us in and allowed us to kind of play free as well.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ. Ruff, you know what George Hill and J.R. Smith had to hear for three straight days following game two? They had to hear
72-12.
They had to hear that they got outscored combined in games one and two by the starting backcourt for the Celtics, Terry Rozier and Jaylen Brown, 72-12. It was 31-9 in game one, 41-3 in game number two. And the response for two veterans who have been down the playoff trail before, deep into the playoffs, was pretty predictable. How about George Hill? I mean, Hill, in the previous two games combined against Boston, games one and two, 8 points, one assist, one rebound. In the first quarter of game three, he scores 11 points, 4 of 7 from the field, 3 of 6 from distance, a couple of assists, grabs a rebound. He's a plus 15 in the quarter, and like he did in game 7 against Indiana and did throughout the Toronto series, he set the tone for the Cavaliers early. He allowed the ball to be out of LeBron's hands a lot of times up and down the floor, and I thought, to me, it was George Hill who set the tone, along with LeBron, of course, in the opening quarter last
night. And another important stat in that line is on 12 minutes play in the first quarter.
Sure.
And Terry Rozier scored the first 4 points for the Celtics and did not score again in that quarter. And that's when the Cavs went on that big run that just took the lead, and they never looked back. And I think it was not only that he was being attacked because he wasn't scoring the 12 points between him and JR, but also the 70-plus points that the two of them have put up in the backcourt for the Celtics. So his defense was also brought up into question. And I think one of the things that we have noticed from George Hill, ever since he came back for that game 7 and hit those huge, 7 for 7 from the free throw line,
and stabilized this team in the third quarter, the last 14 minutes of the game. He came in at 7:02 in the third, never left.
Even more. So I think it is how important George Hill it is for this team. But again, it sounds like a broken record, but it all comes down to the shot not falling down in Boston. We were in those games. The Celtics were not in the game at all last night. In game two, the Cavaliers were in the game. It's just that in the second half, the shot stopped falling, and there's nothing you can do about that in basketball.
Now, on the other side, I think the Cavalier defense was, you know, the Cavs weren't overly unhappy with their defensive performances in games one and two, and it got even better in game three. They held the Celtics to 39% from the field, just 6 of 22 from distance. Jaylen Brown, who led the Celtics in each of the first two games with 23 points in both, barely got going.
He was out of the game.
Yeah, he was never in it. Got a couple
of
early fouls. Got him into trouble. Finished with 10 points, but a lot of those came in the fourth quarter when the outcome was already decided. Terry Rozier, pedestrian performance, 5 of 12 from the field, 1 of 4 from distance for 13 points. Brown was a minus 21. Rozier was a minus 20. Meanwhile, JR was a plus 20 and Hill a plus 24.
And you could see mentally Jaylen Brown was affected early in the game.
Yeah, I think the fouls.
The turnover he had, just dropping the ball, the two early fouls. And also, if you think about it, those two early fouls forced the hand on Brent Stevens, who was bringing
early
Aaron Baines for Tatum.
Yep.
Usually for Tatum, but this time he was forced to bring him in for Brown.
Yeah, in the first quarter he brought him in for Tatum early, but then in the third quarter he brought him back in for Brown, who had picked up his fourth foul.
Dumb foul, he just gambled and left him in there, and that just
and it was, for the first time, it was Brad Stevens who was searching. I mean, and he was searching night. He was going early and often to different looks. I mean, that he had a huge guy look. Then he had his smallest lineup out there, and he couldn't find anything to really get going.
And you know, another moment that I saw was key in the game in the second quarter. I don't recall exactly what time of the quarter it was, but LeBron started the quarter with Nance and Clarkson and Green and Korver. And the Celtics, if you really break it down to, they play 7 guys. They really play 7 guys with Baines and Smart eating most of the minutes of the bench. And in halfway into that second quarter, T. Lou came back with 4 starters from the bench and left LeBron in. And I think that was the time where the Cavaliers were able to hold that lead, that they did not allow the Celtics to have a run. They didn't have a run higher than 5-0 run in the game. And I think that's huge when you're talking about 48-minute effort and keeping the intensity, keeping the effort up. So I think the finally, you know, Larry Nance was huge.
Yeah, I thought
the
he
energy
great.
That he brings into the game. Terrific. Clarkson, even though he didn't have, you know, he didn't shoot the ball well, and you get the
he
smile
it,
because
he shot it often.
He shot it as many as shots as LeBron and Kevin Love took.
Hey,
but
fast,
when you
fast,
win by 30, you can actually smile about that. But I think he was aggressive, which is what the Cavs do not want to take away from.
No,
Jordan
I agree.
Clarkson.
I agree. He
they want him to be aggressive, not crazy. Aggressive.
That's a fine line. But you know what? They like his heart, and they like his aggressiveness, and they like his guts and his moxie. And at times
he's not intimidating.
But no, that seemed to be waning at times in the first series, and the Cavs seemed to get it together in the Toronto series in terms of guys stepping it up and bringing the right intensity into the ball game. If you want to tweet us, please do so right here on Cavs HQ at Cavs J Mike, and Rafa is the
Make
gatekeeper.
Sure you tag me.
Rafa is the gatekeeper. Yeah, you can. Yours is too difficult to. You're
El Alcalde Rafa.
Yeah, I mean
if you can tweet that,
congratulations. Yeah, just how about Cavs J Mike? If you have any comments or questions, please send them in. We got our first from Chris H. He says, why is everybody all over Kevin Love? He's easily a superstar the way he can fill up a stat sheet. I thought it was interesting that LeBron, after the game, said, hey, when we get the play of George Hill and J.R. Smith like we did in Game 3, it frees things up for LeBron and Kevin Love. In that Toronto series, averaged 20.5 points per game, 11.5 rebounds per game. It was 19.5, 11.5 coming into Game 3, and then last night, 13 points, 14 rebounds. If the Cavs are to get out of this series,
they have to.
If they are to achieve their ultimate goal, they will need Kevin Love, in my opinion, each and every night.
Yeah.
Each
double,
and every
double.
Night. Scoring, rebounding, doing the little things, scrapping, being aggressive as he can in that paint to counter what the Celtics bring.
And I think the media group kind of picked it up, and they asked him a lot of questions in the post-game conference after LeBron said he wasn't going to be able to sleep.
Right, yeah. Kevin doesn't get a lot of questions when LeBron happens to be sitting there.
You should learn from LeBron, like when we're doing press conferences and, like, you know, tell people to ask me questions.
Yeah. Remember when Deli used to sit there, and unless Deli did something, you know, borderline flagrant, he'd just sit
Except
there.
Except in Atlanta, they would get a lot of questions.
He'd just sit there the entire time. Tweet us at Cavs J Mike, and if Rafa likes it, we'll talk about your question or your comment as we roll along. More after this on the Out and Out Cavaliers Radio Network.
If you're a Clevelander like me, Jimmy Hanlon, then you know how many great eateries there are. But I bet you don't know who has the best fried chicken sandwich in the land, the Rustic Grill. The crispy, juicy chicken coated in buttermilk delivers just a hint of spice, cooled and contrasted perfectly by the house-made coleslaw and pickles topping it off. Finish it with bacon and cheddar, all housed between a buttery toasted bun, and you will have every foodie's ultimate sandwich. Swing by the Rustic Grill at Stonewater on Wood Club Drive in Highland Heights. Who knows? I might just see you there.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
The Memorial Day mattress sale at Levin starts now with savings up to $1,000 on Sealy Posture Pedic Hybrid, Serta Eye Comfort, and Luxury Stearns & Foster. Plus, up to a $200 gift card, a free power base with any Grand Legacy Restore purchase. Save up to $700 on the new Tempur-Pedic Adjustable Set and get a free 50-inch TV. Sealy Firm Sets just $288. Every mattress brand is on sale. The Memorial Day mattress sale starts now at Levin.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Berkeleyfront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
The Cavs are back in the Eastern Conference Finals, and Cleveland will do whatever it takes to win.
LeBron into the forecourt, gets shoved toward the side, banks it up. Oh, he did it again! LeBron James kissed it high off the window and drops it through!
Eastern Conference Finals tickets are on sale now at Cavs.com/tickets. Game 4 is Monday, May 21st.
Hill feeds Love wide open for a three. Hey!
Get your tickets now at Cavs.com/tickets. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tristan's always he's always been great in stepping up and taking the challenge in any series. And I think you've seen that here, just making minor adjustments, trying to make it tough for him, and you know, stepping up and playing the basketball, you know, we know that he's capable of. So he might not always score the basketball, but he's going to get us extra possessions. He's going to make the hustle plays, and he's going to do a lot of stuff that might not necessarily show up in the box score. So you got to give a lot of credit to Tristan.
Welcome back to Cavs HQ. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez, Brito. The Celtics lead the series 2-1 as the Cavaliers last night took out the Celtics by 30, 116-86. Tristan Thompson, a huge reason for this team's strong play. I thought Tristan was basically, you know, virtually the lone bright spot in game one for the Cavs. I thought he was terrific again in game two. This has been a great series for Tristan. We know, you know, when you look back at the last three seasons, Al Horford, previously a Hawk, previously a Celtic, last year has had his struggles dealing with Tristan Thompson. His record against the Cavs coming into these playoffs over the last 3 years was 1-12. Thompson did a nice job on Horford, who never got going last night. 7 points, 7 rebounds, and he continues to play with a level of physicality, which I think is contagious, which, again, I thought this team badly needed in the first 6 games against Indiana. Tristan started game 7, and he kind of changed the dynamic in that paint.
And that is the constant, what you just mentioned. When Tristan Thompson returned to the starting lineup, and Kevin Love continues to lobby for T. Lou to use him at the 4.
It's a little easier out there, right? You don't have to take but elbows from Baines.
It is clear, and you know, numbers don't lie. Al Horford does not look like the all-star Al Horford when he got Tristan Thompson behind him, and there's no other way around it.
We heard a lot of talk in the locker room too that, you know, the Celtics, particularly this year, Horford's a great passing, whatever he is, a center or power forward, depending upon the lineup, however Brad Stevens chooses to use him. Great passer. He gets up on those high posts, and they run a lot of stuff through Al Horford. But when he has that gangly, you know, the arms of Tristan all over him, pushing him, pressuring him, it's hard to do that. It makes it much more difficult for Boston to get into a lot of sets because of that pressure of number 13.
And you know what I like as well is that one of the reasons why they brought Tristan Thompson back into the lineup for Game 7 was because he's been there. He's gone through it. We have 4 of the 5 guys that started against the Warriors in 2016 when we won the championship. But also, with Kevin and Tristan in the game, we have 2 guys that dominate the boards on both sides. Kevin cleans up everything on the defensive end. He's not really known for, you know, he gets it, picks up the offensive boards here and there. But Tristan Thompson not only grabs the offensive boards, but if he doesn't grab it, he's getting fouled. And yesterday there were at least 3 or 4 occasions where Baines or Horford were pushing Tristan Thompson, that he continues to beat them to the spot and continues to create just a mess inside that paint for the Celtics.
Tristan's averaging 24 minutes a game in this series, 9 points, 8 rebounds.
You know, and hitting his free throws. He's been working with Korver too.
Yeah. How about this? In the series, he's 4-4. I don't even want to say this out loud. All right, but in the series, he's 4-4. In the playoffs, Tristan's 15 of 17 from the line.
But he's been working really hard. I'm telling you, I've been watching him in practice.
Please don't jinx him.
No, but it's just work. He's been working at it. It's
I mean, he's been working his whole career.
How much more than with James LeBron, who hit 25 free throws in a row and then missed, like...
I hear you. I mean, it's not like Tristan neglected it.
It's only a jinx when you're doing the game. When he's like, I hate to say, he's 5-for-5.
That's the mega, yeah, it's perfect game stuff, right, when you're going.
Yeah. So it's only during the game.
By the way, too, Tristan has 60 rebounds in these playoffs. 31. Over half have come on the offensive glass, board. Keeping possessions alive.
And when he gets fouled, it counts like a team rebound. It doesn't count. Yesterday we had I looked at the stats in the first half. Yesterday we had 3 team rebounds and they were all offensive boards because the ball kept going out of bounds. There was a possession that we had like 5 opportunities to put the ball in the basket, and it's all created by Tristan Thompson just keeping the ball alive. And then you bring in Larry Nance, who just brings energy and
Junior was great last
amazing,
night.
Amazing, amazing.
He was great. 6 rebounds. He had 4 field goals. They all happened to be, dunks.
Yeah, but I'm hustling everybody.
Yeah, most off LeBron feeds. I mean, Tristan had a couple of dunks, too. Both, you know, LeBron was feeding both Tristan. A couple of seeing-eye gorgeous passes.
How about that hook that he threw in the second half? I think it was in the third or the fourth quarter when there were 2 Celtics in front, and he hooked.
Oh, it was beautiful.
He hooked the ball, like, through the floor.
Yeah, put some English
on it. And just, like,
it.
He put the English in it and bounced the other way. And Tristan, great hands. So that's another thing that doesn't get mentioned about Tristan Thompson.
No question.
Enough.
LeBron. 12 assists in the ball game, 27 points, and efficient 8 of 12. You know how hard it is to score 27 points when you take 12 shots from the field? What a night. Plus 31, LeBron was in game 3. That was a game high. We will step away for just a moment. More Cavs HQ right after this.
Don't forget to look for Pro Point signs posted on qualifying items throughout Discount Drug Mart and present your Courtesy Plus card to the cashier when you purchase those items. Redeem your points while supplies last for valuable Cavs rewards, including hats and t-shirts, ticket discounts, suite tickets, fantasy basketball on the main floor, a courtside kid spot, including 4 game tickets, and more. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors with you in mind to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know you put in the hours of work that make all that play possible. And now, you can bring your lawn to life for a little less because your local independent dealer is offering $100 off select XT Enduro Series lawn tractors for a limited time. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing, but the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun, even a dimly lit Cobb salad was recently hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in now and ask how to get half off the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited time only. See store for details or att.com/Samsung50. With dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
Phil Collins, not dead yet, live this October. Legendary artist, limited dates. October 18th, Quicken Loans Arena. On sale now. Tickets available online at theqarena.com. Phil Collins, live.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants it more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
On Wednesday, the Cleveland Cavaliers, in partnership with the City of Cleveland, unveiled a newly refurbished gym at Earl B. Turner Recreation Center on Cleveland's east side. Cavs CEO Len Komorowski and President Nick Barlage, the Honorable Mayor Frank Jackson, City Council President Kevin Kelly, and Councilman Kevin Bishop were all on hand to join in the special ribbon cutting. 50 area children were the first to experience the refurbished space when they participated in a basketball clinic hosted by Cavs Academy coaches, the Scream Team, and Cavs mascots Moondog and Sir CC. All in attendance enjoyed the celebration and are excited to lace up their tennis shoes and play in their new space. Earl B. Turner was the second of many courts that the Cavs will refurbish in the city of Cleveland. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more Cavs HQ.
I think if you look at any box score throughout the postseason or throughout the regular season, if you're able to get four or five, six guys in double figures, most of the time that team is going to win. You know, and, you know, you look at the shot chart and, you know, me with 12 and Kev with 12, G Hill with 11, and even Jordan and his 18 minutes throwing up 11 attempts as well. It's just a well-balanced.
When you win by 30, everything's funny.
What was he laughing about? I don't get it.
Well, he was saying there's three starters with 11 shots and then one guy off the bench with 11.
LeBron, 12 shots in 37 minutes. Love, 12 shots in 29 minutes. Hill, 11 shots in 29 minutes. Clarkson, 11 shots in 18 minutes.
To be fair with him, most of them were at the end of the game.
Yes, when the main scorer on the
floor. Brad Stevens threw, like, kind of meant to throw in the towel. He left a couple of the guys in, and then he just cleared the bench. But
let's remember too that Brad Stevens. That was an interesting dynamic near the end of the game. I mean, yeah. Stevens has been playing basically seven guys.
Yeah.
And if this series goes a long way, I mean, they're young kids. They've got young legs, but they're in the third round now, and you know they've been playing for a while. So we'll see. You know, we'll see if fatigue plays a factor in this series. One would think that the Cavs, with the oldest team remaining, would be the team on the wrong end of a fatigue factor. But, you know, nice to get a win like that where guys didn't have to tax or log too many heavy minutes to get ready here for game four.
And Larkin doesn't look like he'll be ready to come back.
Yeah,
and then if you think about it, they play seven with Milwaukee. They play a hard series with Philadelphia.
Yeah,
and
physical series.
So we'll see what happens. But Jordan Clarkson, I think, was huge in terms of coming in and being Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah.
Attacking the basket.
They like penetrating, taking a shot.
And mm-hmm. I, you know, the 11 is funny and everything, but I think at least it helps him get into rhythm, trying to see what he needs to work on. And also, John, the points off the bench, I think, was a huge difference in the game, which is the battle that we have usually won in this season. We were one of the best benches during the season, and in the first two games, it did not show up, and last night it did with Kyle Korver just hitting.
He
could have had four threes in the fourth quarter if it wasn't for that offensive foul that was called.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, because he wasn't missing. And the good thing about that, he didn't start the game well. He had two turnovers that mm-hmm. It looked like he was kind of lost in the offensive scheme. But once he hit that, his first bucket was a two,
mm-hmm.
and that long got him, that got him going.
Long contested two
contested
in traffic.
Two, yeah, yeah.
That was a tough shot. That might have been his toughest of the night. The 2-point shot. 20 minutes for Korver. 14 points. 5 of 5 from the field. 4 of 4 from deep. We mentioned it. I thought Larry Nance had his most productive outing of the postseason. Larry's, you know, interesting the way he's been used. By Tyronn Lue, you look back at the seven-game series against Indiana, he played 137 minutes. In the Toronto series, those four games, 8 minutes. Mm-hmm. And now he's bounced back. This seems to be more of a Larry-type series. He's been active. I mean, what's happened is that, you know, the reason for the big discrepancy, of course, is that Larry and Tristan do primarily the same thing. And after Tristan played so well in Game 7 of the Indiana series, for those wondering why those numbers are so different and so skewed, Tristan stepped into that role. Tristan was great in Game 7 versus Indiana, great in the four games against Toronto. He's been good, really good, in this series so far against the Celtics. But now Tyronn Lue starting to get Larry back into the flow, back into the rotation, and so far so good with Junior in the mix. He was great last night.
And he has probably one of the best teachers he could have with his father, the legend Larry Nance, at home. But you don't want to look too far down the road. But at the end of the day, you know, Clarkson and Nance are – part of the future here, and the lessons they're learning here in this postseason. When you think about Larry Nance coming from on the trade, being a big part of the end of the regular season, and then going into his first postseason, learning how rotations shrink, minutes shrink, but the coaching staff keeping him ready when that number gets called, and I don't know where game two, his number gets called up. The coaching staff likes what they saw, and all of a sudden he's part of the rotation in this series.
We've seen what Tyronn Lue has done over the last couple of seasons in terms of reducing his rotation. I mean, he doesn't like to use a lot of guys in the playoffs, usually 8, sometimes down to 7 if need be. So when you look at this Cavs roster, okay, and we've seen some uneven performances out of some of those bench players. Mm-hmm. Let's lump Korver in with the top 5. LeBron, Love, Thompson, Smith, Hill, and Korver. Those are your top 6 guys, right? I mean, the Cavs basically need one or two more guys.
Yeah, backup big.
One or two more guys, period. I think, period, to play at the requisite level that they need, the guts and the, you know, the edge that you need at this level in the postseason to continue to get out of this series and to continue to get where they want to go.
And you look at the list. You need a backup big that could be Jeff Green going down the road or could be Larry Nance. And then you have Jordan Clarkson who needs to give the – because you need two guys there. You need a some kind of backcourt help, and you need somebody that can play all positions like Jeff Green.
Yeah, one or two more guys. Yeah. And that group includes Nance, Green, Clarkson, maybe Jetty. Mm-hmm. Jose's always in the mix. Rodney Hood didn't even play. He was the only player not to play last night. So I don't know where he exactly stands right now in that rotation. But to me, it's almost that simple. Let's just get one or two more guys. But Jeff Green was uneven during the Indiana series, fantastic during the Toronto series, particularly. He played like an all-star in games one and two in the second round.
But again, for Rodney Hood, it's another learning experience. He might just be out of the rotation right now, but you just never know. You have to stay ready. You have to work on what – Rodney Hood has to work on what has him out of the rotation right now. You know what I mean? And for him – to see the guys coming in off the bench, bringing in the energy, which is the hardest thing for the Cavaliers, to keep that effort for 48 minutes when you're making those switches, I think that is the biggest lesson for the guys looking down in the bench, sitting at the end like Jose. We know Jose is going to be ready if his number gets called.
Of course, yeah.
So that's what Hood needs to surround. He's surrounded by vets like that know how to play this game, especially in the postseason. And don't count him out because, you know, he's a guy that can play, except that right now, with what you just mentioned, he's out of the rotation.
What was interesting, even during that game three last night in which the Cavaliers were rolling, there were those moments where it was LeBron plus the four reserves, particularly in the first half, where you thought, I hope this thing doesn't start to go south. Eventually, they were able to stabilize it in big part because of the play of Kyle Korver.
And we have played well with LeBron on the bench. I think the Cavs are doing great when LeBron can sit down with 3 minutes to go
which
in the first quarter.
Never be the ever.
Never. I mean, even especially with, like in this playoff.
Even the previous. I mean, no. Well, I was talking about in previous seasons.
But the Cavs work perfectly when LeBron can sit down with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter.
That's
and
ideal,
then come
right.
back with the four subs, yeah. And then you bring in the starters again. But then, you know, sometimes the game doesn't allow you to take those breaks as right. it is. But, you know, George Hill is playing the whole first quarter now.
He's the key to me. When LeBron's down, how about, you know, the way that Hill was able to work with Kevin Love? We've seen little stretches where they've been able to make something work chemistry-wise. I thought in that Indiana Game 7, that was the biggest example.
Especially when LeBron was on the bench.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Right, where Hill and Tristan Thompson, the play of those two guys, was able to pull the Cavaliers through that Game 7 and into the next round. You can tweet us at CavsJMike. In the next segment, we will take a look at some of your tweets, your questions, your comments. Again, if Rafa approves of them, as he is the gatekeeper of this show. Again, it's at CavsJMike. Jay Mike, tweet us now. We'll be back after this on Cavs HQ.
The Cavs are back in the Eastern Conference Finals, and Cleveland will do whatever it takes to win.
LeBron into the forecourt, gets shoved toward the side, banks it up. Oh, he did it again. LeBron James kicks it high off the window and drops it through.
Eastern Conference Finals tickets are on sale now at Cavs.com/tickets. Game 4 is Monday, May 21st.
Hill feeds Love wide open for a three.
Get your tickets now at Cavs.com/tickets. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie, John McVie, Mick Fleetwood, Neil Finn, Mike Campbell, Fleetwood Mac. Friday, October 26th, Quicken Loans Arena. The legacy continues with all the songs you know and love. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com, venue box office, or by phone. The Mac is back. Fleetwood Mac.
Zero-turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $100 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering $100 off select RZT residential zero-turn mowers. From the steering wheel control RZT SX zero-turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the lap bar control RZTL, you'll be able to tackle any task. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible in other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing, but the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun, even a dimly lit Cobb salad was recently hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in now and ask how to get half off the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited time only. See store for details or att.com/Samsung50. With dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
When you tear into a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky, you're sinking your teeth in real meat, not some sugary artificial snack food. Jack Link's is made with 100% beef, seasoned and smoked with natural goodness and flavor. You expect an authentic beef jerky. Real satisfying, real tender, real meat. Grab a bag of Jack Link's beef jerky. Be your wild side. Get Jack Link's beef jerky at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Move aside and let the man go through. Let the man go through.
Back to Green. Three on the way. It's no good. LeBron tips it up and in. Oh, my word. He roared in from nowhere and guided it home. 27 points for LeBron. And the Cavaliers are on top, 85-57.
Ahora el alley-oop para LeBron, que la clava. LeBron James con la clavada. Tiene 21 puntos en la noche para él. Partido número 206 en su carrera con 20 puntos.
Hey, we welcome you back to Cavs HQ. Great to have you with us on this Sunday morning. Again, congrats to all of those who participated in the Cleveland Marathon. If you're driving home and catching us on the radio.
What's the longest you ever run?
Not 26.2.
I ran 18 miles.
Wow. I did a couple of 10. I mean, I've done 10Ks, but no. Yeah. What'd you say? 18?
18 miles. Yeah.
When?
I was training for a marathon, and then at 18, I hit the wall. I was like, there's no way I'm running.
You can't possibly give up. What did you said there were, what did you say about there was a bumper sticker or something?
I was, you know, I was coming to work out before here, and there was a big sign. It wasn't a bumper sticker.
You said
it was
you had
a sign.
To tell me.
It was a sign that had an umbrella in it so it wouldn't get ruined.
Okay.
And it said, right where the runners were going, it said, if Trump can run this country, you can run the Cleveland Marathon. If I was running, I'd be like, yeah, where am I going? Where's the finish line?
I'm inspired. Yeah. Off we go. So congrats to everybody who ran. Yeah,
it's a lot of miles.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy to be able to do that to your body.
I know it's fantastic. I mean, good for.
Not everybody's made for that. So don't feel bad if you can't do a marathon because not everybody is made for that.
Again, 26.2 blocks is about my.
Your limit for what's your limit for walking?
0.3. Yeah. If the restaurant is not within 0.3 of the hotel, I am not going.
Jay McGee's the only one that takes Uber for
I'm taking an Uber. I'm taking a
He
cab.
Gets on the Uber. He goes, don't worry about it. I'll tip you well. We're just going around the corner.
I don't understand it, though. I'm sitting enjoying we're sitting enjoying a beverage, and you guys come in freezing 25 minutes later. I'm like, why? Why? I'm here warm. I'm talking to friends. It's nice. I don't get it. So Cavs HQ rolls on. Again, if you have any tweets, comments, questions, at Cavs. J. Mike, we just got one in from Dave M.M. He says, Rafa, who were you more surprised to see courtside last night, Booby Gibson or Chewbacca?
To be honest, Dave M.M., I didn't see Chewbacca.
You didn't?
Last night. I saw the pictures. I'm not a Star Wars fan.
All right, but you still would have seen Chewbacca. He's big and hairy.
I saw pictures of it. I didn't see it. Did you see it?
I saw him briefly.
Oh, briefly. I didn't. I totally missed. I was distracted by the t-shirt throwing guy when I was doing in the middle of my read.
Why do you have so much anger for this
guy? No, he throws me off.
Why?
You know what I'm going to do for game four if we have him?
I don't understand.
I'm going to try a way to incorporate myself to his act. Maybe that way I like it. I like it better.
Please don't. I don't think you will like it any better. But yeah, Chewbacca was courtside. So was Booby.
Why are they
promoting the new, what's it called? Solo or something like that? It's a new, I'm not a big sci-fi guy.
Is this chapter before or after what we already saw?
If you couldn't tell, I'm not a big sci-fi.
That is the dumbest thing I ever seen in my life.
What?
For them to show you three chapters and then say, okay, this is the three chapters that come before. I thought you were supposed to see part one before you see part two.
Yeah, but that was decades ago. That was part of the beauty.
I was never a Star Wars fan. Until,
were you in the States when Star Wars?
No.
Well,
but it was the same thing all over. Yeah, it's a worldwide thing. It's like I found it just as dumb back home that I do here.
Well, anyways, Chewbacca was courtside, right?
I like Spaceballs.
That wasn't similar. So,
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a little sad there. All right. Dave McMenamin covers Cavs for ESPN. He's been a featured guest on this show. He tweeted this. Kevin Love said to Kendrick Perkins, "Are you going to go hang out with Chewbacca?" Perk said, "Who's that?" Kevin showed Perk a photo on his phone of Chewbacca sitting courtside at Game 3. And Kendrick Perkins, who's the best, who was our featured guest last week, said, "Oh, I don't really keep up with all that new stuff."
I love Kendrick Perkins.
I know. Yes, isn't he the best? I love Dead that. Serious. And then I'm sure grumpily walked
yeah,
away.
Yeah, I don't like the millennial stuff.
Come on, man. I don't keep up.
Even I know about Chewbacca.
I know. So Chewbacca was courtside, saw a great Game 3 as the Cavaliers scratch back in the series. They win that ball game last night, 116-86. We look forward to Game 4. You know, in terms of adjustments, these two teams, not
it's
much.
Really not much to adjust. Didn't adjust much from Game 2 to 3.
How much did we get asked that question between Game 2 and Game 3? What are the Cavs going to do? How many adjustments do I lose? He's not going to make it. He's going to keep playing. Yeah. I mean, I think they like the way they were playing. It's so, this league cracks me up in terms of how reactionary it is. What else did we hear between Games 2 and 3? Oh, Brad Stevens completely figured out the Cavaliers. He's out coaching. He's da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And now what? I mean, and now what? What happened to Brad Stevens in Game 3? You know what I mean? It's just, and not to take anything away, Brad Stevens is a great coach. He's a terrific coach, but everybody overreacts
after
overreacts
Game 1,
so
John.
In this league, more than any other league, more than any other sport I've ever been a part
of. After Game 1, after the postseason that LeBron James has had, that is considered one of the best in the history of the NBA postseason, Stephen A. Smith was saying that LeBron James' performance was embarrassing. Like, what are you watching?
I mean, that's, you know what that is.
I know that, but
anyone who says Stephen A. or Skip it, I mean, come on.
All of a sudden, it's like, are you
they
for
do
real?
That so that you go, wah, and lose your
mind.
Well,
no, I mean, I can't go the way what I want to go because, you know, I can't.
It would be like that New York situation.
Yeah, it would be like that lawyer, like...
The lawyer yelling at the Hispanic guy.
It would be a different video.
That would have ended differently,
yeah,
right?
Completely.
Had you been in.
Oh my God.
Had you been on the receiver?
Because, you know, going back to that, and you mentioned the royal wedding. It was great to see that union of people, regardless of color and
I thought you meant people watching,
so,
but I hear
no,
what
no,
you're
no,
saying.
No, but in the church.
I agree.
It was obvious. It jumped out of the screen,
sure.
You know, the
choir,
the preach, giving the sermon. It was great to see. People are overlooking what these two young kids have done to show the world about unity and about you know, just everybody loving it. And the sermon was that what it was as well, like the power of love. And going back to the lawyer in New York, I always speak Spanish when I run into somebody that I know speaks Spanish. It has nothing to do with me not knowing English or whatever. It's just so normal.
Yeah.
And I think in this country, the fact that a lot of people don't speak more than one language, it kind of affected, but Spanish has been here for years, for decades, for centuries has been in this country. It's not like it just all of a sudden people that speak Spanish have popped up in this country and affecting these people, but it would be a totally different ending in the video that you will see on the internet if somebody tried to get to me because for speaking Spanish.
But I like your message about the royal wedding. You sounded like Jackie Moon. Everybody love everybody from Semi-Pro.
No, but it is, you know, people make fun of it. I have African American friends that were texting me saying like, "Oh my God, the Queen has never seen this amount of African Americans inside her church or the choir and everything." But it's just, I think it's a message that has been overlooked by the union of these two kids and just showing the world that it is possible. Basically, that to me, that's the lesson that comes out of the whole people wearing hats pretending that they were invited to the wedding and they were like sitting like 50 blocks away from me.
I knew you couldn't finish without tearing into somebody.
And
some poor
I am
soul
a little
who
confused,
tried to be a part of the
And I'm a little confused because I saw wedding pictures and it seems like Meghan Markle married the guy from Hotel.com.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Over and over and over again. It's the same jokes. Same joke, different setting. We'll step away and be back to wrap up Cavs HQ right after this. Any tweets at Cavs J Mike? We'll get it in real quick.
KND proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large spacious suites at Residences at Hallie will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and more. You deserve a KND quality home. Check out everything KND has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at KND.com.
The Cavs are back in the Eastern Conference Finals, and Cleveland will do whatever it takes to win.
LeBron into the forecourt, gets shoved toward the side, bangs it up. Oh, he did it again! LeBron James kissed it high off the window and drops it through!
Eastern Conference Finals tickets are on sale now at Cavs.com/tickets. Game 4 is Monday, May 21st.
Hill feeds Love wide open for a three. Hey! Nailed it!
Get your tickets now at Cavs.com/tickets. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
The Memorial Day mattress sale at Levin starts now with savings up to $1,000 on Sealy Foster Pedic Hybrid, Serta iComfort, and luxury Stearns & Foster. Plus up to a $200 gift card, a free power base with any Grand Legacy Restore purchase. Save up to $700 on the new Tempur-Pedic adjustable set and get a free 50-inch TV. Sealy Firm Sets just $288. Every mattress brand is on sale. The Memorial Day mattress sale starts now at Levin.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Two American rock and roll institutions come together. The number one selling duo in music history. Daryl Hall and John Oates. With Grammy Award winning, multi-platinum selling Train. May 22nd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets are on sale now. Online at theqarena.com. The venue box office or charge by phone. Daryl Hall and John Oates and Train live.
Hey, Dexter, did you ever find that thingy you were looking for on Smart Mart?
Did I? I found that and a landscape lighting package with some sweet post lamps and all sorts of electrical services, appliance protection, and repair plans. You can also get your trees trimmed. There's a connected home plan with smart thermostats, electric vehicle chargers, and filters. Who do they have filters? There's air filters.
What Dexter's trying to say is that Smart Mart by First Energy has the products and services you need to simplify your life.
Pool filters, spa filters, so many
filters. Shop now at smart-mart.com.
Shot clock down to 12. LeBron spins, fires baseline. Oh, he drops it through from behind the backboard. He threw it up over the corner of the glass, and LeBron has given the Cavaliers a 97-70 lead.
12 minutos del cuarto más lo que le faltaba, y ahora LeBron con el fan. Stop it! LeBron James, you have got to be kidding me, como decía Maya, yay. Como decía John McEnroe, qué bárbaro, el fadeaway en la esquina de LeBron James.
I so have to start working obscure 80s athletes into my calls. I actually, John McEnroe's not obscure, but it, I mean, a little,
wooden
it's a little distance between, you know, McEnroe, Borg, and Cavs. Cavs
it was my reaction for when LeBron James hit that fadeaway from the corner and everybody in the Toronto Raptors were like, you got to be kidding me. It was unbelievable.
We've been taking your tweets as we wrap things up here on Cavs HQ. E. Rolly Paul asks, hey, did you guys see Ryan Shazier courtside?
Amazing. Amazing to see him with a smile. He always had a smile in his face, even when he was still injured, but great to see him.
There were a lot of improbable things that maybe many people didn't expect last night. High on the list is that 20,500 plus in downtown Cleveland cheered for a Steeler.
Well, but they put Ohio State
on. Of course they did.
Now, I was like, come on.
Of course they did. Oh, of course.
Last night was the
first time.
You don't
want them to get booed.
Last time was the first time we didn't lose the lead after they put the song. Nobody has able to explain to me what Loopy is.
Here we go. Oh, yeah.
That was the first time we won a game. When they played this Sloopy song.
You have those stats.
Yes.
You keep those
keep
things.
Track
those,
of that.
Yes, that's
yes.
important on LeMega.
Do you know what a Sloopy is? Can you somebody tweet at Cat J Mike?
No, don't tweet it to me. Tell him your Twitter handle. I don't care.
I didn't know Captain Rafa. I mean, what is a Sloopy?
Yeah, you can ask.
I remember Slurpy at 7-Eleven, but a Sloopy.
Here
not,
we go. This is
know?
How far with this the show has devolved.
No, but it's great to see him.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I mean, what a story. And he still, yeah, he says, I'm gonna continue to work hard to try to get back and to try to play. He was there. Chewbacca was there. Booby Gibson was there and all saw one
OBJ?
Heck of a game. One heck of a game. Odell Beckham Jr., 116-86 was the final last night. Tomorrow, we do it again. The pregame show starts right here at 8 o'clock. Tip at 8:30 as the Cavaliers look to even the series and head back to Boston. For Rafa, I am John. This has been Cavs HQ on the Elk and Out Cavaliers Radio Network.
Countertop Solutions, a family-owned and operated company, is your one-stop local shop when it comes to countertop replacement. As a direct-buy showroom, they carry a large selection of laminate, solid surface, granite, and engineered stone countertops. Schedule your countertop replacement, and your kitchen can have that championship look again in just one day. Stop into one of their six showrooms in the Cleveland and Akron areas. Call 866-376-TOPS or visit countertopsolutions.org.
Driving in Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Berkeleyfront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.